Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And here's the situation. You got a gorgeous weather weekend. Might be a little breezy today, but they're calling for it to only be about 10 to 15, maybe a light chop on the inside bays and lakes, offshore, maybe 2 to 3 foot seas. That might be a little under the estimate. But tomorrow, even looking better, southeastern winds, it'll switch just around a little bit, and we'll have some milder and calmer conditions offshore, maybe 1 to 2 foot seas, and actually smooth conditions on the inside. Tide range, not a whole lot, but not too bad. About a 0.8 is your average tide range. So that's the situation there. We're looking for places that sell gnat suits or gnat nets because, boy, they are really horrendous in this time of the year is when you find them. Someone texted me and said Gus is in Slidell for the bug suit and the head cover. We got another text in. Getting up, trying to get some coffee, going to Delacroix, and no one wanted to go, so Big Daddy Harry from St. Rose is going by himself. Good for you, Harry. Send him some pictures when you catch him. Had a good trip down in that area for the Reds this week with Captain Ahab. Let's see. Here's some very good question here. Hey, Don, is there an updated map showing river water moving across the spillway or from the spillway? I'm sure there is. There's probably a lot of Google Earth shots that you can take. I don't know of anyone that specifically is geared for that. If someone out there has found a site, text that to me, 870-870, and I'll pass that along to our listeners. Very good, important information to have where that river water plume is located. All right, also on our website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, we've changed our opinion poll question. Last month's question, we were asking you to what degree do you believe pumping water that prevents freezing and floods unharvested crops in the Midwest and the northern states impacts the southern waterfowl migration in the central Mississippi and Atlantic flyways. It was a little bit surprising, but not by much. The people who listen to this program, and this is not a scientific poll, but 85% of them, 70% said devastating, 12% said severe, and 3% said substantial, totaling 85% believe that it is altering the migration pattern. 15%, which is about 4.5, say it's insignificant birds, and about 10% say it has no impact to migrating birds. So that's about 15% said either insignificant or it doesn't impact migrating birds, but 85% believe that it does, and we'll be having more programs and following that situation over the coming weeks and months until we get back into next waterfowl season. This month's poll deals with speckled trout. And if you were tuned in last week, there was a preliminary, and I want to stress that, it's a preliminary report, it's not complete, that indicated that our Louisiana speckled trout population has been for years and currently, right now, is overfished. If regulation changes are deemed to be necessary, what change would you prefer to restore the population to a safe level? Here's your options. Reduce the daily 25 fish per person where it is 25 to between 10 and 15, like out in southwest Louisiana. Reduce the daily 25 fish per person limit to less than 10, and that is a possibility. Increase the minimum size from the current 12-inch to a larger size. Set a slot limit with increased minimum size and a maximum size and one over the slot similar to what we see in redfish. Another choice would be to have closed and open seasons on speckled trout. Another would limit the number of saltwater license holders. And your last option is no changes whether there's a population shortage or not. You're going to find that poll on my webpage, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Check it out. Cast your vote, and we'll have this up for another month, and we're going to continue to talk about this situation, probably have a further discussion on the upcoming Hunt Fish Talk Show for the month of April, so be tuned in for that. All right, coming up on Bayou Wild TV at 6:30 this morning, if you're in Baton Rouge area and you get WBRZ Channel 2, you'll see our episode entitled Upland Game Birds. South Dakota, the Cajun invasion, we took daughter number one and her husband and their dog, Briley, and some Cajun invaders from Louisiana up to South Dakota for a pheasant hunt. You'll see that. Then my new little pup, Smokey, and her sister, Latte, who was trained by my buddy Dean Galatas, we went chukar hunting at the island located just southwest of New Orleans around the Desalmans area. And finally, if you're not sure what to do with pheasant, if you get a hold of some, you'll see a pheasant recipe a la my buddy Carl Beyer. And that's all on the Upland Game Birds Bayou Wild. If you don't get that, you can catch it on YouTube. Just go to BayouWildTV.com/YouTube, and you can watch it anytime, anywhere you like. Coming back after this, we're going to check in with Mike Gallo. Looked like he caught some nice fish yesterday. Kind of a combination of what we did in Delacroix. Some nice big reds, some slot reds, and also a couple speckled trout. We'll get his full report coming up next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, getting some more text messages in. Getting several votes for the best gnat repellent is a... I'm not quite sure what this is going on, but somebody's saying a 5-gallon paint strainer off Amazon works great for a head cover. And someone else said the same thing. That it was old Captain Quint, our buddy the peddler. He said somebody turned him onto a paint filter bag. It's like a net bag for gnats. You can get them at Home Depot cheap. Brock is in Livingston. He's headed to scout for turkeys. Boy, what a beautiful morning for turkey hunting. Unfortunately, season in Louisiana, not open. All we can do is scout for now. Here's one down in Cocodry for Marsh Madness. This is the Lafayette Yacker. He said the headsets, gloves, and other clothing for the bugs, you can get it at Pack and Paddle if you're in the Lafayette area. And we also have, Toby wanted to fill us in on a website where you can track the water. He said it's MODIS Today, M-O-D-I-S Today. Check that out. All right, got some more texts. We'll get to those as soon as we can, but let's get to Captain Mike Gallo. His fishing reports each week are brought to you by Seato. They offer fuel drops whenever, wherever you might need it. Tow-ins 24/7. They'll jumpstart you if you got electrical problem. But what you're really getting for $179 for a whole year is the peace of mind that when you're out there knowing that rescue is just a call away, especially if the gnats are bad. Become a member. I suggest strongly you do that. It's very easy. Call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, or he'll sign you up by going online at seato.com. Captain Mike, what is your best gnat prevention or technique to keep from getting eaten up by those rascals?
Oh, boy. I like mostly covering up. I'm not a big fan. Obviously, if I'm using live bait and I put all these lotions on me and it could potentially get in the water and kill my live shrimp. So I prefer to try to cover up as best as possible. Gus's does have some gnat hats, and I wear long sleeves and long pants pretty much year-round. So that's my best advice, although they get unbearable sometimes and you just bite the bullet. And I even put on rubber gloves sometimes to keep from having to put on some lotions, especially if I'm really using live bait quite a bit. Cover my skin up where they won't get me and I can still deal with fish and grab live shrimp without killing them.
Yeah, that's always good to have one of those little small, you know, bait nets, too, so you can just kind of dip it out without putting your hands in there, particularly if you got lotion on. And also even sunscreen, you know, can do the trick on them. Well, Mike, you sent me a picture. It looks almost like a mirror image of what we found in Delacroix. We caught two nice big trout. That's all we caught with two trout. They had bit early the day before, but what I understand now in that area, the bites were later in the afternoon. But we loaded up on some really nice slot-sized reds. Looked like you did the same thing.
Yeah, I made several trips during the week over into the Biloxi Marsh. I did fish some clean pockets of water in Lake Pontchartrain. I want to say that was Tuesday. Unsuccessful on trout. Caught some freshwater catfish and some sheephead. Didn't catch any trout by the bridges in Pontchartrain. I fished in Gohegan's Canal as well as Lakeshore and picked up a few. But it was very few. I think we caught 10, and out of those 10, we could keep 5. So we moved over into the Biloxi Marsh, changed gears to catching redfish, and had a successful trip over there on redfish. The next couple of days, went straight to the marsh and pursued redfish and just happened upon a couple of trout while we were redfishing. So they're out there, you know, look for clean water, your regular holy trinity of fishing, you know, clean moving water with bait fish in the area, and give that a try. And, you know, your 10-minute rule, you fish for 10 minutes and you don't find what you're looking for, move. When you do catch fish, wherever it happens to be, a point or a pocket or a cove, then you try to duplicate that scenario someplace else.
You know, we rely on you to kind of update us on the movement of the river water through the Bonnie Carry and then into Lake Pontchartrain and then through the passes into Lake Bourne and further east. Where would you say the bulk of it is right now? Where are you for sure seeing river water?
When I was out there midweek, it would be the bottom two-thirds of the lake, the south two-thirds section of the lake, and then it gradually got greener as you got in, you know, towards the north shore. There was a clean, it almost looked like half of Wrigley's was dirty and the other half was clean. As that water moved out, you could see a dedicated rip or looked like a current line, but it's more those two different waters mixing together. I think that's called a halocline. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
There's one for the dictionary, huh?
Yeah. There was some clean water. The Pearl River is getting lower, and there was some clean water as I went past Little Lake, although I didn't go into Little Lake. I do remember thinking I should stop in the next couple of weeks. There may be some pockets of clean water in that area. In case I have a windy day, that'll be an area that I can get into, give it a check, see what's going on.
Right. Well, Mike, thanks for the reports, as always. We appreciate it. They can find you on my website if somebody wants to get a trip booked with you and stay at the Spots and Dots Lake House Lodge, the newly expanded lodge, and if they want to just give you a call, tell them how to get a hold of you.
Very simple. You can reach me at 985-781-7811, or my website is aaofla.com.
All right, Mike, enjoy that wonderful weather while we have it out there this weekend.
Yeah, it's a pretty weekend. I'm going to go take advantage of it.
Good deal. Thanks again, Mike. We appreciate your report. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Coming up next, those of you who like to get in a pirogue or maybe a canoe or a kayak, which is becoming extremely popular. That's why we have an exclusive report for it. Brendan Bayard's next. He's got our paddler/peddler report coming at you next right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio. And our paddler/peddler/stroker report is brought to you by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club in conjunction with Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in mid-city of New Orleans, Covington, Baton Rouge, and they've got the best fishing kayak models from brands like Hobie, Jackson Kayak, and Native Watercraft. Websites there, MasseyOutfitters.com. Check them out on Facebook. And joining us to report for the paddlers is Brendan Bayard. And Brendan, what a beautiful day for the Lafayette Club's first event, the Top Bag Redfish event down at Coco Marina in Cocodrie. Hope the gnats aren't too bad, though.
Yeah, I'm about to launch my boat, my kayak, with my two sons right now, and I'm praying that the gnats are not too bad. It's absolutely glass out here, a little light fog in the area. Beautiful morning, but I'm sure we're going to get swamped by a little bit of gnats. We brought a bunch of buffs and, you know, mosquito netting to put over our heads and stuff, and hopefully that'll be enough. But I'm sure they'll get into our hands and our ankles and, you know, enough to drive you nuts.
You're on Highway 1, right?
Yeah, I'm down in down between Leeville and Grand Isle, just off the side of the road, just scouting a little bit early for Paddlepalooza, and we have a tournament coming up in 2 weeks for Bayou Coast, which is a team tournament that they're having. They don't have them every year, but every so often they'll have a team tournament. So, doing a little preemptive scouting and seeing what's going on down here. Get ready for that.
Now, you mentioned you got both your boys with. Are y'all three y'all in the same kayak, or y'all in two different?
No, boats? I got my truck looks like the Beverly Hillbillies. I got a kayak falling out of it, and
in a rocking chair. Huh?
Yeah. So if you're driving down the road and you see a Tacoma with three kayaks in the back of it, that's me. So loaded down, but.
Captain Kirk was telling us out west, out there by Calcasieu around the Turner's Bay area, they picked up some really nice speckled trout and a ton of flounder out there. You hearing the same thing over there?
Yeah. Everybody's talking about how great the flounder fishing is right now. I mean, it's been going on for a couple of weeks. If you really want to catch some nice flounder, I mean, now's the time to get over there and just kind of beat those banks over there. I've surprisingly caught a lot of my really nice flounder just fishing corkies for trout on that east bank, you know, between Turner's and Crab Lady Commissary Point. But just working that fat boy really slow on the bottom, like big trout like it in the early spring, wintertime type of fishing. And lo and behold, you'll catch one of these, you know, 22, 23-inch flounder that just really is a special kind of catch. Always remember those kind of big flounder that you catch, and you kind of remember and mark kind of a little mental note every year. And sure enough, this time of year, they usually come through. And talk about good eating, you know. You get a few of those.
I have a memorable flounder trip. We were out fishing North Island one time, and there was a cut in the island. And I'm telling you, this cut was no more than maybe 15 feet wide, and it went from one side of the island to the other, and the water was moving through there, and it was loaded up. The flounders were just stacked up in there catching that bait passing through, and it was like fishing in a ditch, pulling big, you know, five-pound flounders out of that. It was incredible.
And it doesn't get better than that.
No, it
doesn't. I don't know. If you give me a choice between catching a 10-pound trout and a 10-pound flounder, I don't know what I would take. I mean, they're both such special catches and so memorable. So,
well, that flounder's got my vote for the toughest one to get in the boat, because boy, they can shake that hook. They'll get up and lay on the top of that water, and as soon as they see that net coming, whoop, that one shake and they're gone, and they're easy to lose at the top.
Oh yeah. There's been several tears brought on in these tournaments when people lose big flounder at the boat, and it happens every year.
How about some activity on the east side of the state? What are you hearing or seeing?
East side of the state, the Hopedale area, a lot of people are really catching some nice trout in the Reggio area. It's kind of been going into those typical redfish spots, the bigger bays, the little islands in those big bays, and fishing in the middle. You got these kind of roaming big trout in there, you know, 18, 20, 21 inches. They're just kind of, you know, in those deeper ponds that have a little bit of grass on the bottom, using, wake baits, top waters, rip baits, just stick baits, and catching some really nice fish, and then, you know, going over to the redfish once that bite stops. But people are having a lot of success doing that, and that's kind of really been the highlight of fishing that kind of Hopedale area right now. So I would suggest if you're in that area, give that a shot, and you won't be disappointed.
Any other highlights?
You know, Calcasieu with those flounder over there. The beach has surprisingly been producing some nice trout, you know, hit or miss, depending on the weather. If you catch one of those warm days where there's a slack wind like today, I would give it a shot. And I think you could this is the time of year when you might not catch a limit of trout, but the ones you do catch, you know, you might catch seven or eight, and one of them might be 24 inches long. So I'd take that any day over catching, you know, a bunch of 12-inch trout. So that's
I'm with you for sure.
So, yeah, it's a great time of year. I think, you know, with the early spring, I think we're going to have a nice little run here in the next month. So I would get out and get fishing.
Sounds good. You and the boys have a great day, Brendan. We'll catch up with you in a couple weeks.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. Brendan Bayard, one of our field reporters with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. All right. Coming back right after this, you know what time it is. This is the time of the morning where we talk about some guys who get on the wrong side of the law. Got a few of those, this time from Belchase, Louisiana. Bad boys up next on the Outdoors with Don DeBute Radio Network. All right, catching up on your text messages. Thank you, Jeff. He's listening to us in Pensacola. Says we're the best show on the Gulf Coast. We appreciate that. And let's see. We also have a report, and it's a little bit fuzzy, but it's reporting on Bayou's Liberty and Bonfica over south of Slidell. They run into Lake Pontchartrain. Says some beautiful dark water. catching bass on the dead-end canals. I think it says slow-crawling a watermelon-colored bait. I guess that's a worm, maybe, or a crawworm. Someone in regard to our opinion poll says they should limit the catch of trout from 25 to 15. I think anybody will be happy with that. Also say that the charter guide shouldn't be able to take the limit, only the people in the boat that are paying to fish. And here's one that is thanking for keeping someone awake from Hammond to Natchez, Mississippi. He says, gobble, gobble. Here's a report on that Fish Joyce's dock on Facebook today. Now it's up to 900 anglers going to be protesting a woman harassing fishermen and spraying fishermen with a hose from her fishing pier on the east coast of Florida. It's supposed to be a peaceful protest for fishermen's water access rights. Actually, here in Louisiana, I'm not sure about Florida, we have a hunter and fishing harassment law. You can be cited for harassing someone who is in the act of fishing or hunting, and it's been not many, but a couple of cases made. That initial report said there was 400 boats going to show up, and it was on a river in Florida. I'm not quite sure. It's not clear exactly where, but whoever Joyce is, I think she's going to get the message over this. All right, we come back after the station identification pause. It's time to talk about some bad boys from Belle Chasse right here after our local stations tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Our story begins on the night of February 1st. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries agents on patrol in Plaquemines Parish, they observed three ATVs on Buccaneer Road just south of Belle Chasse that borders the Naval Air Station Joint Reserve Base. The agents witnessed three men actively night hunting. After contacting the men and during questioning, 41-year-old William J. Dillman admitted to actively hunting at night. Dillman also made numerous threats to the agents and was arrested for threatening a public official and public intimidation. In addition to those charges, Dillman, along with 48-year-old Paul R. Hammer and 30-year-old Jerry J. Vickner, all of Belle Chasse, were cited for deer hunting during illegal hours, hunting from a public road, and Hammer was also arrested for operating an ATV on a public road while intoxicated. For public intimidation and threatening a public official, Dillman is facing fines of up to $1,500 and 5 months in jail. For the ATV DWI, Hammer could get a $1,000 fine and 6 months in jail, and all facing the illegal hours and public road hunting from a moving vehicle. Fines of $1,650 are Devin A. Bourgeois, William J. Dillman, and Jerry J. Vickner of Belle Chasse, Louisiana, our bad boys of the outdoors. Well, they were having a good old time, huh, drinking and cutting up on ATVs on a road at night and shooting deer. Oh, that's the way to live it up on a February night in Louisiana. That's how they do it. All right, we come back after this. The Plastic Man joins us. Find out what he's been doing this week right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, and while we're trying to get a hold of the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert, I got a lot of events. Woo, I've been getting tons of stuff sent in. You can send yours in, too, if you'd like. And we'll put that onto our outdoor calendar. But I believe we located him, and we thank these professional guides and marina owners for giving us the fishing information. Saturday mornings are some of their busiest times of the week, and they take time to share that information with you and I. Captain Ryan, what's going on this morning?
Hey, buddy, I'm downtown New Orleans this morning.
Oh, well, my God, what are you doing down there?
Oh, we got a wedding this weekend.
Oh, okay. Who is the lucky bride and groom?
My little niece, Olivia Montgomery, is getting married today. And we had a rehearsal party. And the night before that, we had a big crawfish boil at the house. And we had a rocking doopsie and everybody over there playing music. It was
Really
daggone nice.
So good.
I left that and went right to the lodge. And I took Senator Sheldon Whitehouse out and taught. He's a senator from Delaware, and he came down to learn about coastal restoration in Louisiana. So that was pretty good. We had a busy week with restoration. We had the Sportsman's Caucus from all the Louisiana delegation down the day before that. So we've been busy.
Well, it's good that we got, you know, legislators from that far away that are taking interest in what is a basically an existential fight for our life down here. Did you get a chance to fish with them, or were you just showcasing the marsh?
We fished with the Louisiana delegation. I just took him on a tour and showed him how it works, and, you know, the wildlife on the east side is still, even with the river high, the bird life is incredible, from bald eagles to hawks and every kind of duck still here. It's beautiful. It really is. But, you know, the permitting process and the environmental impact statements, you know, it doesn't work for Louisiana like it does the rest of the country, because we're trying to go back 70 years instead of keep it the way it is, you know. So it's just all those laws weren't intended for Louisiana. So we got to get an exemption somewhere.
Yeah,
but the fishing's been good. The redfish are still on fire. We're starting to catch trout on the west side. We're catching a few trout. So believe it or not, we found some under the birds the other day. That's really unusual this time of year.
Yeah, it is.
There's some birds diving. Terry took advantage of those.
So, was it shrimp they found in them, or glass minnows, or something else?
He didn't say. He didn't say. He was almost kind of quiet about it.
No. Oh, okay.
So, but they had a few under the birds. So there's some trout showing up. You know, this is the time of year when everything makes its move. You know, you normally April 1st, all those fish will start pouring out into the bays and then working their way out to the Gulf. And it's a good time to start catching them. In Venice, they're starting to bite down there a little bit. Even the river's 16.8, 2 inches under flood stage. And we still got fish down there. It's just incredible. I mean, and it had just overnight come up. I mean, it's been like this since October. It's been high, and we're still catching them. The redfish, they are piled up. Man, when you find them, that's on. And it's all up there, wherever.
You know, fishing those trout under the birds, you're right, it's early for that, but it's certainly going to come. When you get into them like that, I mean, it's not so important what you throw at them, that you just get something out there, because they're in a feeding frenzy. What is the bait that you would use the most, so that you can, you know, and when the school moves away and the birds move away, it's over. So sometimes you got a real short window to catch your fish. What is the bait that you use to be able to put them in the boat really quick without having to change baits often?
I take a Z-Man shrimp, and it's indestructible unless a bluefish hits it. and I take a drop of super glue, and I on the collar of my jig head, I'll put a drop of super glue. And when I put it up there, it's on, and they're not getting it off. And you can take the whole school and fish it, and at the end of the day, you still probably got the bait. So it's that works really well for that, because those fish, especially if there's a lot of small school fish in that school, they'll hit and pulling it. But you take that super glue and super glue something, it's almost elastic, that bait. The Z-Man baits are indestructible. So when you're in the school like that, you put that on there and you're good to go.
All right, good advice. Anything else we need to know about?
How about that launch?
How about that launch over there? Do you still need a high wheel truck to get in there?
Half my guys can't fish on the east side because they can't get in the water. Yeah. That's pathetic, huh?
It is.
So, like yesterday, I launched at the fort with my truck, and it was on my doors. So it's as high as I've seen it. It's when you look across the river, you're looking at the trees and the water. I mean, and when I came across the New Orleans Bridge yesterday, it looked like it's about to get into the river town there. I mean, it's only a foot away or 2 foot away. I mean, we just don't need a rain event. We're very fortunate that the Ohio River, they let a lot of that water out, and they're able to lock close to those dams. And that's going to take some pressure from all that water coming from Nebraska and Iowa and all those places that's underwater right now. So they saying it's not going to get any worse. Let's hope they're right. We don't need another rain event, or it can be a catastrophe.
Yeah, well, you know, we still got that Atchafalaya as a backup, so that's going to take a little bit of pressure off there too. So,
indeed.
Well,
indeed,
hopefully we'll get it down and get things cleaned up and salted up and get some more fish in the area. Well, Ryan, tell people how to get a hold of you. Not today, because you're going to be at a wedding reception, but after the weekend, what's the best way to get you?
Yeah, they can go to the website at CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they can call me direct at 504-559-5111.
Sounds good. Have a good time, my friend.
All right, brother. We'll see.
There he goes, Captain Ryan Lambert, known as the Plastic Man. Guy really hates to use dead or live bait, I can tell you that. All right, coming back after this, I'm going to get to some of those calendar events that were sent in. Also update you on our text message board and tell you what's coming up on a very exciting and interesting More Outdoors immediately following this from 7 to 9. We're back right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, catching up on our text message. Oh, we got a hello from Captain Zach with Cito NOLA. He's checking in. He's headed down to Hopedale Marina. I want to thank everybody who came out and saw him at the show last weekend. He says, y'all be safe, and if you're in Hopedale, come find him. Yeah, you don't want him finding you. Zach's a nice guy, but when he comes after you, it's usually on a rescue mission. All right, here's one. I want to know if we can post a picture of the Z-Man shrimp that Ryan Lambert talked about. We'll work on that for you next week, and I hope we can get it. All right, we got lots of events to tell you about. Archbishop Rummel's Beast Feast is coming up this Wednesday. Chef John Foltz is sending a crew out there, and they're going to be featuring bison ragu over orecchiette pasta. How about that? And there's also, of course, a lot of other dishes, alligator sauce pecan, the bacon-wrapped quail, venison duck tamales, black and red fish. It's at Severn Avenue in Metairie Wednesday evening at 5:30 on the band field. Same night, over on the West Bank of New Orleans, the West Bank chapter of CCA has their banquet at NOLA Motorsports on Nicole Boulevard in Avondale. $75 per person. Advance tickets, Randy Pocina, 225-952-9200. There's lots of CCA events. I got a whole stack of them coming up. April 3rd at 5:30 at the New Orleans Metro CCA Spring Fishing Seminar. That will be at Bent Marine on Airline Drive in Metairie. There'll be guest speakers, including some of our field reporters, Captain Mike Gallo, Captain Deadly Dudley Vanderborn will be among those. Also, a $5 donation at the door. Ladies and kids get in absolutely free. There'll be a red beans and rice dinner. That's, again, 5:30 Wednesday, April 3rd, Bent Marine. City Park Big Bass Rodeo coming up next weekend. This time next week, there'll be people lining the banks of the City Park lagoons trying to catch fish in a number of different categories, boats on the Bayou Division. You can get signed up in advance, or you can register the morning of the rodeo. It starts at 6:30 in the morning. You can register. The weigh-in ends at 11. And if you want to pre-register, just go to NewOrleansCityPark.com. Oldest freshwater fishing competition in the nation, I would dare say probably the world and the universe, too. And then we have the Amite River Catfish Rodeo that benefits St. Jude and Dreams Come True, April 12th and through the 13th at 3 p.m. Reason to let you fish overnight. It is a catfish rodeo, and it's on Fred's on the River and Big John's Landing over there on the Amite River. I was there this week with Chef Philippe Parola, who we're going to be talking to in just a little while, cooking nutria and silverfin. This is all about catfish, though. It's going to be weighing those fish from 9 to 3. Fred's on the River, and it's also it's in Prairieville. You can Google it if you need directions. $30 per team, two people to a team. Biggest catfish collects $500, and then they give three places for the total weigh-in of the five fish limit, $500, $300, and $150. And, again, all that money goes to really good causes, St. Jude and Dreams Come True. Herb Finnerty is the rodeo chairman, 225-716-1947. They tell me they're going to be cooking up and serving all those catfish. They did a heck of a job there last year. They're really excited about it and hope you are too. All right, in a few minutes, we're going to be saying goodbye to our affiliate stations, and we're going to be checking in with More Outdoors. It airs on HD Radio 105.3 FM. If you're not in the area for that, you can get it on my website. Go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Look down there in the center of the homepage, and we actually have instructions there. You just hit the click button, and voila, you'll be listening to 2 hours more of radio called More Outdoors. We're going to be talking, as I mentioned, to Chef Philippe Parola, giving us an update on the spread of those invasive silver carp. Also about cooking nutria, which I got to tell you, tasted like better than pot roast. It's really good stuff if you can get past the look. And then we're also going to talk to Captain Clyde Faulks. He's known as a crappie psychic. This is Sockelet time. This is the time of the year where they're spawning and you can catch them pretty easily. He'll give you some advice and talk about that unique product that he puts out there, the crappie psychic. I call it a fishing system. He'll explain all about that. I'm also going to have a couple guys, Jake Russo and Marvin Gressy from the Archbishop Rummel Beast Feast. They're the chairman. We're going to talk about what you're going to find out there next week, and we're going to wrap it up. And you do not want to miss this. He's actually going to take calls and maybe give some fishing tips. I'm talking about my 8-year-old nephew. If you haven't seen it, it's gone on Facebook. It's on my website. This little guy caught a 33.9-pound striped bass totally. And when I say totally, on his own, I mean it. And he's going to tell you the story of how he landed it. It is a pending Louisiana State new sixth-place record for the state of Louisiana for the striped bass. Quite a story, and if you'd like to call into him, we'll give you the telephone number, and you can text him at 870-870. Quite an active little outdoorsman, I can tell you that, and he'll tell his story. And like, if you want to get some tips on how to catch fish, he does it all. He duck hunts, he small game hunts, he's hunted quail, he's caught saltwater fish, he's won a lot of the kids' categories in fishing rodeos, and this, though, it's going to be hard for him to top this one. This was a huge fish. And you're going to hear the story of how he caught it. That's all coming up on More Outdoors. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for today on this show. We'll see you again next week from 5 to 7 a.m. Don't forget, got a City Park Rodeo going on. Bring the kids out there. Have a great time. They got a Mardi Gras toss, a lot of exhibits, demonstrations, and it's a really good time. Hopefully get the same kind of weather, because it is a beautiful weather forecast this weekend. And also, we're going to be talking more and let you hear that famous recorded call I got from a turkey 1 year, and we've been playing it on the opening weekend every year. Next weekend in Louisiana's Youth Week, and then the following week, finally in Louisiana, we get a shot at the turkeys. Good luck to all of those of you who are hunting, fishing. We'll see you again next week right here for another edition of The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.